So why do footy players like Spencer Lanyu seemingly overreact in certain situations? How can we help them? And how can we help other highly emotional people to stay more calm and more centered when they react in that way? I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality. Find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. So if you've been a coach or you're playing yourself, you've experienced those players that can react emotionally. Maybe some of those reactions you feel are illogical or over the top. But it comes from the same place. In the work that I've done with young athletes, I see that in inverted commas, the troubled athlete, the troubled football player, cricketer, whatever else it is, there's a common theme, and that is they have a really strong sense of fairness. They're the sort of person that they've always observed things. They're naturally more sensitive to other people's emotions, to their own emotions. They're more sensory, so they sense things and feel things that other people don't get, that other people don't see. So they understand when things are fair and when things are unfair. And when there's a background in different patterns of a reaction to that thing that's not fair, well, then that will then play out again in high pressure situations. You look at Spencer Lanyu, his reaction on Friday night. He was clearly already fired up. That the very game at that level depends on being highly intense, aggressive, to push the line, to push the boundaries. And sometimes you're going to come off a field, that particular type of player, and react emotionally. From those looking on the outside, might seem illogical, might seem over the top, but it's because there's a fine line, particularly when you're that emotional sort of player. They're the character that's a nurturer. If you look at Spencer, you always see him defending his players. He's always talking to his players, encouraging them. And when things don't seem fair, then he reacts. And that's a perception of fairness. Doesn't mean he's always getting it right, but when you see something and you straight away get the emotional reaction, then someone trying to talk logic to you is not going to really work. So apparently his big frustration was that he made a comment previously, a racial slur, that the naivety of his upbringing, that he didn't see it that way because he's from an Islander background, he's got dark skin. Comments happen on the football field. Everyone's having a go at each other. So again, that's not to defend it. But that's what he saw. So he's already feeling like he's been hard done by getting an 8-week suspension. But then he sees Ezra Mam, the guy who he made the racial slur against, be under the influence of drugs and be driving a car and then have an accident which injured two passengers in the other car and could have done untold damage. Like, imagine if someone had been killed or seriously injured, and that person gets nearly the exact same suspension. He's thinking, well, where's the equality? And on top of that, how many people came out to condemn his actions and make comment about it? And then when Ezra Mam has his incident, those same people are quiet. So he's feeling aggrieved. He's feeling like that's not fair. Again, I'm not here to judge what is right with getting those suspensions right. You kind of think that something, an act like that where he's been under the influence and could have, like, what could have been so much worse. Like, I've even heard commentary in the game saying that they should have made an example of him there. And you could argue in both instances that there was an opportunity to do that. But if you look at it from Spencer's perspective, he's feeling aggrieved. He's feeling like it's unfair. One of those particular people has been quite outspoken about what should have happened to him, feeling like he should have got a bigger suspension. And so he's coming off in the heat of battle. Things happen in the game. He's already feeling wound up, and he sees that particular person and he reacts. And apparently he reacted the first time and then he walked away. But then, you know, JT was obviously frustrated, so he approached him after the game. Now, his time over, JT would probably remember that that's probably not the time to be trying to get something out of someone who's already clearly emotional. I kind of feel like in that situation, there might have been an element of ego, like him going, I need to kind of save face here and maybe talk him down and, you know, maybe just calm the situation, which I get, but just not the right time while he's still keyed up. And so we get what we get, which was that Spencer holding his ground. Now, I want to bring this to your understanding, because you may be faced with a child, a work colleague, someone that you're coaching that has this same really strong sense of fairness. Whenever I've worked with those young athletes that have been having some different challenges, the common theme is they've got a strong sense of fairness, and the challenges have fallen because of exactly a situation like this where they feel like they've been aggrieved. So helping them to realize that that sensitivity and that reaction is not a negative thing in terms of how they're thinking, but being able to regulate their emotions, control their emotions, and be able to stand up for themselves, but in a much more balanced and calm and resilient, balanced way. Because when you do that as someone who is particularly emotional, sensitive, has that strong sense of fairness, then you're able to start creating the changes and the differences that you've always wanted from observing it all your life. And so that's what you're up against if you have someone like that, or if that's you yourself, is to try and come from a place of understanding. Why are they reacting like that? Why are they seeming to be so oversensitive, overreacting? It's not because they want to, it's because they want to be standing up for themselves, and they're sick of seeing the unfairness and the inequities in all areas of life. And that usually the sporting field is where it spills to the surface, because there's so much emotion in that moment. And unless they've got an outlet for it, which again, I feel blessed to have worked with these young men, that their parents have put faith in me to help them with this. Unless they've had that experience where they understand themselves, they have that self-awareness, and they have the strategies to stay calm in those moments. I've done this with some adults as well. Then they're going to be always in that reactive space. You're always going to have incidences like this where it feels like that person's out of control. They're acting wrongly. Mind you, I've seen plenty of commentary saying play on, like just two grown men in that space having a conversation. It goes on with teammates. If you've played any sport at a decent level, when it gets heated, then you're often talking to each other in a really intense way, not because it's a personal attack, but because sometimes you just need to talk that way to get the message across quickly and effectively. And so, yeah, that's the lesson for you guys through this, is to rather than going in from a place of judgment and, you know, right and wrong, but instead from one of understanding, curiosity, and how can you learn from this in your own life? Because you see it on social media, too many people get on there and want to have their two cents, and they pile on one side or the other, and they fight with each other, and they're the same people, right, that have got this sensitive emotion that needs to come out. They're bottling it up, and it comes out. Well, it used to come out purely on the football field and maybe in family altercations, but now they vent it on social media. Not healthy, because you're not actually seeing the reaction from the other person. You're not developing empathy. You're not being able to realize that maybe you could have done things differently. Curiosity, understanding, don't be too quick to judge, and then we can find a place for these sensitive souls who bring so much to the world, so much positivity, so much fairness. We're able to empower them and help them to thrive, because they might just be the glue that brings your team together. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.